Okay, let's start our discussion of Sefer Tehillim. Okay, this is a different type of Sefer than all the other Sfarim that we've ever done in our Tanakh series. I have a little bit of introduction today, and we will do what we can. Tehillim is called Tehillim and not Tehillos. The Malbim calls it Tehillos. There's a question in the grammatical whether it should be Tehillim or Tehillos, but the Malbim discusses it and others discuss it, most call it Tehillim. Rav Hirsch writes in his Akdama to Tehillim that it's that's like Tefillin. Like Tefillin, Tefillah is one, and Tefillin is like Tehillim, that's the plural, while it's not Tefillos when has a double Tehillim. Rav Hirsch, though, thinks that Tehillim means is the language that's used for the potential of praises to God. Tehillos is when we actually use it as a Tefillos, so then it becomes Tehillos, goes from Tehillim to Tehillos. Okay, but either way, who wrote Sefer Tehillim? Of course, we know David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim. The Gemara says in Maseches Baba Basra, on Daf Yudalid, where it lists off all of the Sifrei Tanakh, and who wrote them? The Gemara says, David kasav Sefer Tehillim al yidei asara zakenim. David put together Sefer Tehillim with the help of the 10 zakenim, meaning many of the paragraphs were written beforehand. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 10 prakim, but the Gemara says, al yidei Adam HaRishon, al yidei Malki Tzedek. Amazing. Adam wrote some of Tehillim. Al yidei Avraham, al yidei Moshe, al yidei Haman, al yidei Yedusun, al yidei Asaf, al yidei Shlosha, B'nei Korach, as we'll have a lot, Maseach L'Bnei Korach. But that was the David HaMelech put it together. And that's why the Mefarshim explained when we talk about Tehillim and when we say Tehillim, we're not only like going to a Rav to ask him to daven for us. We're asking David HaMelech to help us out. And we take the inspiration that David HaMelech put into these prakim try to use them. There is a difference between saying Tehillim and learning Tehillim. What we're going to be doing over the next while is learning Sefer Tehillim, learning it as a Sefer of Tanakh, like we've learned all the other Sfarim of Tanakh, except one more, B'ez Hashem, which we have to afterwards, and that's Mishlei. But we've learned it. But saying Tehillim, of course, is powerful, which we're not going to touch on too much, but just to say one word. There is magical power, as we know, to Tehillim. Rav Pinkus writes, Rav Pinkus has a sefer on Tehillim, where the first 30 pages are about general Tehillim, and then he goes deeply into the first 9 prakim. He must have given shir on those deeply, and then there's a collection from all of his other writings for many of the prakim of Tehillim, but much shorter. But he goes through the first 9 pretty deeply. But there, in the beginning, he talks about how the power of Tehillim, we know, we have a Masorah, that no prayer of a Jewish people goes unanswered. Every perek, every word of Tehillim that is said, is taken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and held and cherished. And even if one does not see the answer right now, maybe it'll be for the children, maybe it'll be for Klal Yisrael, maybe it'll be for help in Shemayim, but there's always something. And he gives the mashal, as Rav Pinkus always gives mashalim, like you could go to a store and buy something, and you could pay, and you could get the merchandise right away. Or you could go to a store and trust the mocher that, you know, when I need this, I will come and get it. At that time, I might not have any cash, but I'm paying you right now, and you'll give it to me in the future. And you could do that as long as you trust the mocher, as long as the seller is somebody reliable, and you could trust them, and you have he's a ne'em unto you, so then that works. That's how tefillah works. We don't always get an answer right away, right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it and holds it, and it could be used. And as long as we trust the mocher, as long as we trust the mocher, that's the Rav Pinkus, emuna b'koach hatfila. As long as we are ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, v'yodimu makirim ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eino meishav reikam shum tefila, v'chol tchina nishmeres heitei v'beis genazov, Hashem takes it into his treasure house, u'po'el eses pu'ulasa b'voz mana, and uses it when the time comes, v'ade adif lana l'natzel z'derech hashnia, better to use that second way, So that's in terms of saying Tehillim. In the Kamoti Shalal Rav, on Tehillim, he also discusses that the Chazal tell us that David HaMelech asked that he would want his Tehillim to be known as and to be just as powerful as learning Nagoyim and Nahalas. Right? There are a number of Chazals about this, that David HaMelech says, you know, I wish my Tehillim was as powerful as learning Nagoyim and Ahalos. The question is, was David answered? That's a machlokas achronim. Did David get a positive answer to that request? If you look at the Nefesh HaChaim and the Shaar Dalet is the most popular one to learn. It's all about Talmud Torah. The There he talks about whether David HaMelech was answered. Perek Shar Dalet Perek Beis. Perek Beis. He talks about what Lishma is, and there he discusses whether David HaMelech was answered to this request. Right at the beginning of the parak, Inyan Esek HaTorah Lishma HaEmes HaBorer. What does Lishma mean? Ki Lishma Ein Pirusho Dveikus. Kamosha Sover Mata Rov HaOlam. It says, now many people think that learning Torah Lishma means Dveikus, connecting. Shari Amru Chazal, because the Medrash says in Shochar Tov, Shebikish David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Shini Lefanav Yisbarach. David asked Hashem SheHaOsek B'Tehillim Yechashiv Etzlo Yisbarach Kilu HaYaOsek B'Digam Ba'Alas. Please, if somebody's osek, that sounds like what we're going to do, learning Tehillim, it should be considered as if they're learning Negaim and Awas, hard halachic discussions. Hareisho ha'esek bilchaz hashas b'in v'yagia hinyin yotzer nala. But it must be that learning Negaim and Awas is higher, because David says, please let Tehillim be like that. Be like that. V'ha'uv l'fanav yisbarach me'amiras Tehillim. So saying Tehillim is the second level. David says, let it be considered as if it's Negaim and Ahalas. V'gam mi yodea, says Rechaim Yivalajin, im hiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yada bazeh. Who knows if Hashem agreed? Who knows if Hashem answered David HaMelech's request? Ki lo matzinu b'divreyem zal matshuva heshiva hu yisbarach al she'ilasa. You don't find an answer. V'gam haya la'dailin yidveikam sechaz echaz. And dveikas here, he means musr and direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just through the learning of other topics. He says you don't have to spend all day on that. Yeah, okay, but you see the discussion. The Shlach HaKadosh assumes that he was answered and it was positive, but that's in terms of David HaMelech's request of the power of Tehillim and of even saying Tehillim. But we're going to be learning Tehillim. And Rav Hirsch writes beautifully in his Akdama that the best way, the only way to learn Tehillim properly is trying to get into the mind of David HaMelech, into the author, in the situation that he was in when he wrote it, because after all, this Sefer is different than any other Sefer in Tanakh. David HaMelech, it was about, based on personal experiences, but he put into these words the power of future situations, and every situation in life you could find the emotions and the reaction that we want to have through these words. It's not just a historical book of what David felt at the time, it's what we feel. And we know that this is the book that Klal Yisrael has run to, the Siddur and the Tehillim. These are the two most basic books. So Rav Hirsch writes, we must never think we truly understand the psalm as long as we grasp it only as a series of loosely jointed verses and not recreate it, as it were, in our own mind and spirit as a unified, harmonious whole. Right? Every perek is its own unit. It is our task to delve into the basic thought of each psalm and to think of it through as vividly and clearly as it must have lived within the breast of the singer himself before he expressed it by the choice of those particular words and sentences which he employed. And in this particular sequence of thought and perception, once we have come so far, our next effort should be to understand every sentence, every word, and every literary nuance as we come upon them in that holy book, in context with the thoughts we have thus discovered, and accept each and every word in the text not only as justified, but also as genuinely true and vitally necessary for the proper understanding of the ideals expressed there. Wow. So that is a major paragraph about learning Tehillim, to get into his mind, get the whole idea of the paragraph, and then go through each word and each sentence. We're obviously not going to have time to spend. We could spend years and months on it. Every word and every line. We'll try to do as we have had in the past shiurim about a perek ashir. Generally, we will try to keep that going. Interesting also that it's called Tehillim, which means praises. If you look at a number of these paragraphs, they don't seem to be praises. They're more like what we would call kinos. They're expressions of pain and scared, but David calls it Tehillim because that is the overall he recognizes is all from Hashem. And he praises Hashem through all of the emotions which might express pain and confusion and helplessness, but David HaMelech says it's all Tehillim. And we know David had an unbelievable, challenging life from the beginning to the end. From young, he was the child that nobody thought would accomplish anything. And even when Shmuel HaNavi came, he wasn't shown. They didn't even get him. They didn't think he could be the one. Shaul was against him as he got older. His children caused a lot of problems for him. Even on his deathbed, one of his sons tried to usurp the throne. But he always focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, no other book has captured the hearts and the minds of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem loves this book. Right? Remember the Gemara says in two places, in Shabbos and Makkos, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, right? David says, you know what? You know, maybe let me die a day early, so Shlomo HaMelech can be the king a day earlier. So says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki tov yom b'chatzirecha me'elef. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. Greater, better is one day in your yard than 1,000. What does that mean? Chazal Darshan, Makas Davyud, Tov li yom echad sha'ata osik batora lefanai. Me'elef olos sha'asid Shlomo HaMincha lakriv lefanai agav ha'mizbeach. One day of your Asik batora, and others expand in what you do, which is your Tehillim, more than 1,000 karbanos of your son Shlomo. But again, that's the power that we have. We use David's words, as we know, in tefillah. Right, David was the one that created these words through Ruach HaKodesh, through Nevuah. Rav Soloveitchik focused on the phrase that we say at the beginning of Pesukah Dezimra, U'bishirei David avdecha nahalelcha. With the words of David, we praise you. Why is, well, what does that mean? Rav Soloveitchik said that's the key phrase to the entire concept of tefillah. Because after all, who are we to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who are we to go and try to create a relationship? Yes, there's a mitzvah to daven. But how do we know we'll never finish? As Rav Soloveitchik always said, based on that Gemara in Brachas Lamed Gimel, where there was the Chazan and Rabbi Chanina Shul, who added on a number of adjectives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKel HaGad, LaGibah VaNorah, HaAziz, VaHayarui, and Rabbi Chanina got upset at him and says, Yamtinu Kol HaShivchei Demarech, did you finish? It's impossible to finish. Only because Moshe Rabbeinu used those three words in Akev, HaKel HaGad, LaGibah VaNorah, we could use them. So the fact that we use David's words, that's our, what we call, what Rav Soloveitchik called the matir. The way that we're able to daven is because we're based on, we expand it, we're based on David HaMelech's words. U'bishiri David avdecha na'alelcha, most of tefillah is Tehillim, is prakim from David HaMelech, and that's our matir. That's what allows us to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's our job to analyze, to put together all of these ideas, to analyze each and every parak, to try to do our best. The Malbim in his Akdama calls Tehillim Kodesh HaKadoshim. Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Beis HaOtzar HaYakar HaZeh. Hamala Yakar Kol Kodesh, and he has his poetry, and he says this is our secret weapon to use for tefillah, but also to, we have to learn it in order to be able to appreciate when we say it. Ad tefillah achrona asher ispala lefnei moso, achrei mashach eshlomo, until the last tefillah that he said before he died, as we'll see in Perek Ayin Beis, he quotes, ben asher ispala al atzmo, ben asher ispala al akla, whether David daven for himself or for the tzibur, ben asher ispala al inyan miyuchad, ben asher haya him ispala betamid, kol eile Asaf v'chiber le'ezek nuso b'sefer ha'miyuchad hazeh she'yu muchanim l'tzorach hanhagas ha'mizbodein. So it's ready for us to use at any time in history. Kol adam yachzebo, kol tefila v'chol tchina, kol hoda v'chol tehila, al kol davar v'al kol inyan, tzak tzuka o teshua, tzara o revacha, asher yiyah liyachid o l'rabim. You find here trufos v'samechayim u'maftechos El Shari Hashemayim. Tehillim is the key to the heavens, as the Malbim ends off. Maftechos El Shari Shemayim. So it's our zchus to be able to start our journey of studying, of learning Sefer Tehillim, as we have done the past number of years. We started way back when, learning Navi, and we've been doing Suvim, and now it's time to start Tehillim. B'ez Hashem, we will start next time with Tehillim Perek Aleph.